At Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck, we support our community.
Down on Main Street.
Hi, I'm Leanne Schutte, a loan officer from Bayport State Bank. High school sports promote so many positive things. Teamwork, school pride, endurance, and drive. No matter which team you're rooting for, we at Bayport State Bank are right there with you. Good luck to all our local high school teams from all of us at Bayport State Bank of Bayport, Pigeon, and Baddeck. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Herb Field. The Bearcats bring the return out over to the 20-yard line and now have it second down and eight as Cleary picked up 2 yards on the last play. Second down and eight. Drake back to throw. Booms with the catch and what looks to be very close to a first down at the 31-yard line. Bearcats now going to be forced to go to the air.
And this is where you're going to see, Austin Drake. He's done a pretty good job throwing the ball all throughout the year. And see if he can hit those targets like Eric Booms and Tyler Peruski as he's had success throughout the season and into these playoffs.
5:50 to go in the football game. Drake will hand it off, and it's Brett Cleary up to the 40-yard line. Pick up close to 8 on the play. 5:40 to go in the football game. Bearcats forced to go into a hurry-up offense here.
I believe with 2 timeouts remaining.
Second down and 3. Drake will hand it off, and coming out over the middle with it was Cleary. Cleary not enough for the first down. Third down coming up. Clock continues to run with 5:10 to go.
Looks like he lost some footing in the backfield and just slipped down. Chief Coach Sweeney will set up the play action pass here.
They'll split out Booms to the far side, and now a timeout called by the Bearcats. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
During hunting season, sometimes you get the deer, sometimes the deer gets you.
Hey, watch out for that deer!
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. The deer hit capital of the thumb. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done at our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection. Chevrolet, an American Revolution.
Welcome back to Ubley. Third down and 2 coming up for the Bearcats. Handoff up the middle. It's a Bearcat first down as Tyler Peruski brings it up to the 48-yard line. We'll stop the clock here momentarily with 4:58 to go in the ball game.
And Ubley quickly up to the line of scrimmage.
They are trailing 24-12. Two receivers, one split wide in each direction now. Two backs in the backfield behind Austin Drake. They'll hand it off, and it's going to be Cleary. Nope. Peruski on the carry. As he'll take it into Ravenna territory for the 47. 4:35 to go in the ball game. Eric Boom split out wide to the left. Nash wide to the right. Drake back to throw. A little more time looking for Booms. The pass is overthrown and incomplete.
A little bit of contact out there, but I think a good no call. The ball was a little bit overthrown.
That'll stop the clock here with 4:21 to play in the ball game. Third down and 6 coming up probably.
Good matchup on the outside there. Eric Booms and Josh Vanderwagen. Two very good football players.
He ran a couple plays last week. Peruski sprung free over the middle. Boone's kind of over the middle. I'm surprised they didn't, maybe not going that route as well.
Well, the coverage might be a little bit different.
Okay.
Now we've probably got trips to the right.
Drake will throw. Booms makes the catch at the 45. That is a first down as Booms is taken down near the 37-yard line. 4:16 to play in the football game. Did they rule him out of bounds, or will they start the clock? No, they will start the clock here as they set the chain. Bearcat receivers need to be a little smarter and get out of bounds. Now, you know,
you bet.
First and 10, probably. They'll split three to the right. Coming up on 4 minutes to play in this one, Drake from the shotgun. Drake back to throw under heavy pressure. Just going to tuck it in right of himself now. He'll go out of bounds. At the 30-yard line, the fans calling for a flag. I don't believe we're going to see one here.
I don't think we need one. Good pursuit.
Yep. So second down coming up as Drake picked up about 7 yards on that play. 3:52 to play in the football game. 24-12. Ravenna with the lead. The Bearcats fighting for their lives here. On second and three, Drake will come back up under center. A receiver split wide in each direction now. He'll hand it off. Tyler Peruski, the ball carrier, and Peruski has very close to first down yardage. And they will stop the clock here with 3:45 to play. And a Bearcat a little slow to get up. That's Peruski, but
he's not coming out.
He's not coming out, no. Not now. That is a first down. They'll set the chain. Bearcats got to operate a little bit quicker here. 3:40 to go in this one as they'll restart the clock. Two receivers put out to the left this time. Drake up under center, wasting too much time here. 3:25 to go. Drake will call out the play. He'll drop back to throw. Swing pass out to Peruski. Peruski makes the catch, taken down near the 25-yard line.
They got to hustle up and get going here.
Yes, they do. Second down coming up, 3:10 to go.
It was a nice tackle by Nick French in open space. They're getting Tyler Peruski down.
Second down and 7. They'll set the football down on the left hash mark. Just under 3 minutes to go in this one. Two receivers make that, two out to the left. Two to the right, one to the left. Drake from the shotgun. Back to throw. Looking. The pass is completed. Inside the 20-yard line near the 18. Third down coming up as he was short of the first down. 2:42 to play. The clock stopped here. Now it's restarted.
Motion's running pretty high over here. Kind of caught in the middle of both of it here. I'm hearing some people saying he tackled him too hard. I'm hearing start the clock. Yeah. All kinds of stuff
the
here.
The clock paused for a moment here, but 2:20 to play as Drake from the shotgun hands it off, and now we've got penalty markers on the play.
I don't think you can tackle too hard. I think that's an NFL rule.
Right. Yeah, the exactly. Receiver made the catch, and then he was tackled and basically bent over backwards is what it looked like, and some fans were, I think, looking for some kind of a call there, but nothing was made there. 2:21 to play. Clock stopped on the penalty. And
might be blood.
Yeah, we got a player coming off here who was nicked up a little bit. And I never did see what the penalty was. Did either of you? Oh,
it was a
false start.
Yeah.
They just made the call. So it'll be third down and 7. 2:15 to play in the ballgame. 24-12. The Bearcats trail. Drake from the shotgun. Back to throw, looking for Booms. Booms in the far side. It's going to be picked off by Ravenna. Vanderwagen picked it off near the 1 yard line. And that, fellas, should just about do it.
Yep.
With 2:05 to play in the ball game, Ravenna picks off the pass. And the Bulldogs. All they have to do is run off the final couple of minutes here, and they will go on to the semifinals to play Ishpeming.
Much like last week, Saginaw Nouvelle, 5 turnovers, Ubley doing the same here today, and, you know, that's just not the way to do it here in the playoffs. You can't have that many turnovers and expect to win. So, Ubley down 2 scores here with 2:05 to go. It's not looking good as a basically run. All they have to do is run the clock out here.
Cortez up under center. He will just tuck it in. I believe he kept it and ran it himself, trying to make a little bit more room back there as the ball was sitting at the